Today is Wednesday, July 28th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. Yesterday, the House Select Committee on the January 6th insurrection had its first day of testimony. Never before seen footage of the attack was shown, and four Capitol and DC police officers gave intense testimony about how they were brutalized by the mob on January 6th. One officer testified that he was electrocuted multiple times with a taser, and they also ran down the list of weapons used in the riot, including baseball bats, lead pipes, and Confederate battle flags. This was in contrast to the claim that the mob was unarmed. To that point, Sergeant Aquilino Gonell testified and said, "How do you call an attack on a police officer a tour when you see by bleeding hands, when you see all the officers getting concussions, getting maimed, getting finger shattered, eyes gouged?" DC Officer Michael Fanone also called out that the Republicans' handling of the insurrection since January 6th. He said, "Nothing, truly nothing, has prepared me to address those elected members of our government who continue to deny the events of that day." And to the point of the cause of the insurrection, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn compared Trump's role in the events to be like someone who hired a hitman, and he urged the committee to get to the bottom of Trump's role in the day's events. Officer Fanone also urged the committee to look into whether or not there was collaboration between those members of Congress, their staff, and these terrorists. The panel chairman, Representative Benny Thompson, said that the committee would start issuing subpoenas for additional witnesses soon. The CDC has updated their recommendations, and they now say that vaccinated people in some locations and in K-12 schools should wear masks indoors. Specifically, individuals should resume wearing masks indoors in the parts of the country with high levels of the virus. If you're wondering if that's you, you'd have to check with your city, but it probably is, because almost two-thirds of U.S. counties are experiencing high transmission right now. This new decision to mask up is driven by new unpublished data that shows that vaccinated people who are infected with the Delta strain can have as much virus as those who are unvaccinated. However, the amount of breakthrough infections still remains low, and the vaccine has still been shown to prevent serious illness, hospitalization, and death almost entirely. And just a warning to cancel your trip to Disney World, because they're currently experiencing a massive COVID surge, up to 1,000 new cases per day, which is what they were experiencing at the peak of last year. Which I guess means they might have to consider changing their nickname to the most contagious place on Earth. U.S. gymnastics Olympian and general hero to us all, Simone Biles, has dropped out of the team gymnastics final due to a medical issue. She said to the media, "I do not trust myself anymore. I have to focus on my mental health. There's so much more to life than just gymnastics." It later became clear that the issue is not necessarily a physical one, but the U.S. gymnastics governing body said that she will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. Biles later told NBC that she's in shape and feels good physically, but that she felt increased pressure and that emotionally, that varies on the time and the moment. She also told NBC that she's taking it day by day when it comes to her decision to compete in the all-around event final on Thursday. And if you want more updates from Tokyo, be sure to check out the Pop Alarm podcast. It's a daily 5-minute pop culture podcast, just like this one, also from Betches Media, and our host Dylan Hafer delivers all the details from this year's Olympics each morning. And lastly, remember the man who killed 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, in Atlanta area massage parlors? He's pleaded guilty to 4 charges of malice murder, felony murder, attempt to commit murder, and aggravated assault. And yesterday, he was sentenced to 4 life sentences without parole. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying these daily updates, you can help support this show and keep it growing by pressing follow on your Spotify and or rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. And of course, I really appreciate all of your support and feedback. For more in-depth and hilarious discussion on today's most important issues, be sure to tune in to the Betches Up podcast every Monday through Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.